Now, representing Wisconsin, Mr. Michael Gableman.
Thank you very, very much. As a preliminary matter, I'd like to tell you just two things. I have 20 minutes or less. And the second thing I'd like to say is for anything that we don't spend a lot of time on, there is a website, wielectionreview.org. wielectionreview.org. It's in the bottom right of what's on the screen right now. You know, one of the terrible frustrations of the coverage in the media of my report, which I delivered to the Wisconsin legislature during a 3.5-hour presentation on March 1, is that in order to diminish the findings, the media repeats like some sort of perverse mantra, the report did not find any fraud. But you know, they never define fraud. And the other thing they've never done is they've never shown anything in that 132-page report to be untrue. Every word of it is true. And the kind of fraud and the kind of corruption that took place is the worst kind that can take place in a democracy. It involved the use of government and government power and government offices to rig the election in favor of one candidate, that would be Joe Biden, and against Donald Trump. We have a number of statistics telling us how much our fellow citizens distrust the results of the 2020 election. The latest and largest poll to be done on it was October of 2021, the Rasmussen poll, which reported that approximately 56% of our fellow Americans believe that the 2020 election was influenced by cheating and that Joe Biden won because of cheating. So please don't pay attention to the media when they try to marginalize us or diminish our concerns or mock us. We are the majority. I think that instinctively we all know something bad happened, and all the data in the 132-page report. This, by the way, is a picture of Tiana Epps Johnson, and she was the one who, she's there with her former boss, Barack Obama, and she was the one in charge of actually handing the money over to Wisconsin's five largest states to go conduct a get-out-the-vote campaign for Joe Biden. Mark Zuckerberg decided early on that he did not want Donald Trump to be president anymore, so he set aside $400 to $450 million. We don't know precisely, but we know it's somewhere in between $400 million and $450 million is what we know about. He hired this man called David Plouffe to run the political operation that wound up with Mark Zuckerberg employees and agents actually embedded, was the word they used, in the clerk's offices of our five largest cities in Wisconsin. David Plouffe wrote this very subtly titled book, A Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump. He wrote that in the spring, summer of 2020. And at that time, going back to 2016, this David Plouffe, who was one of Barack Obama's two primary advisors, the other one was David Axelrod. Plouffe and Axelrod brought Obama up from being a street organizer in Chicago to being president of the United States. So Plouffe, 3 days after the 2016 election, when President Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Times and said that there were two reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the election. Number one, she did not spend enough time in states such as Wisconsin, and she did not do enough to pursue the African American vote. And that is not a mistake. That is not a mistake that David Plouffe or Mark Zuckerberg were going to make twice. So how exactly did Zuckerberg get his money from Palo Alto, California to Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Kenosha? And here's the path, Zuckerberg's path. He donates the first $400 million to his wife's foundation. They hire David Plouffe to be director of policy and advocacy. They distribute at least $330 million to Tiana Epps Johnson from CTCL. That was the woman who was with her boss. She was a fellow at the Obama Foundation. And she was lucky, you see, because she didn't even have to move offices after she ended her fellowship at the Obama Foundation, because CTCL is run out of exactly the same offices that served as Barack Obama's campaign headquarters. Then from there, CTCL distributes around $10 million to Wisconsin's five largest cities. And they do it for a very particular reason. They say the reason is going to be COVID safety, which was a lie. It's a lie for a couple of different reasons. We know that the federal government was providing all the money necessary for COVID protection, and not one of the clerks, not one of the mayors had said that they needed more money. But lie is a pretty strong word. How do I know it was a lie? Because less than 1% of the money actually went to COVID safety materials. The second track that Zuckerberg followed was the Center for Election Innovation and Research. I call it CEIR. Its head is the guy named David Becker, who I mentioned earlier today. David Becker was given seed money by George Soros back in 2012. And then David Becker is sort of the left's administrator in chief of making sure that the state's election registration and the voter rolls are inaccurate. I mentioned Wisconsin earlier. We've got 5.5 million citizens. We've got about 4 million people eligible to vote, but we've got over 7 million people on the voter rolls. And that's very deliberate. They know that. It's not a mistake. They say, well, we have to keep a historical record of everyone who's ever voted, whether they're dead, alive, moved out of state. And as I told the legislature when I appeared, I said, the Historical Society is about 2 miles to our west. Let's put all the names of the dead people and the people who've moved away into the Historical Society if they want a historical record. But the more I go on, the more I'm convinced that the extra names are simply a storeroom, a warehouse for names for David Becker and all of his organizations to kind of spread around the country when they need to dip into it to fill out fraudulent ballots. I cannot think of any other logical reason for why they would keep people they know to be dead. David Becker, I mentioned to you, he is the one individual who is more responsible than anybody else for who is on 33 of our state's voter rolls, and most of us have never heard from him. He founded that ERIC, which Megan Wolf, the current director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, is the chairman of the board of. He founded it in 2012 with money from George Soros. He remains on ERIC's board. He also founded CEIR. Kevin Kennedy hired Megan Wolf. Kevin Kennedy was the head of the Wisconsin Election Commission when it was called the Government Accountability Board. He was there for 30 years. He was a friend of Lois Lerner. He contacted Lois Lerner, this is all public record, to find out how could he in Wisconsin go after conservative organizations to pull their tax-exempt status, just as the federal government had been doing on a national scale. David Becker remains on the five-man, and they're all men, five-man board of CEIR. Millions of dollars were spent on Get Out the Vote. What do I mean by that? Doesn't Get Out the Vote sound like something good that we should encourage? Get Out the Vote, up until 2020, was always a highly partisan term. It's something that partisan candidates and political parties talked about. GOTV, get out the vote. What it's short for is get out the vote of the people who are likely to support you or your candidate. Federal law prohibits states and municipalities from engaging in get out the vote campaigns. So now comes the worst kind of corruption, where it's the government or agents of the government itself who agree to violate the law. They take the money on the premise of COVID safety, which we know is a lie, unless you count 1% of $10 million as being the primary reason, which I do not. They take it, and as soon as the five cities agreed to take the money, CTCL changed the condition of the gift, of the contract. And they said, tell us, you five Wisconsin cities, how you are going to do more to get out the African American vote in your cities. David Plouffe is the one who said that Hillary lost in 2016 because she didn't do enough to get out the African American vote. Why the supposed concern about African Americans? Why do they think somehow that African Americans are less capable than others of going to figure out how to vote? The reason is very simple. They know that black people are fully capable, as anybody else, of going to vote. But they also know, as we now do from the slide that's up, that the Brookings Institute, which is consistent with all of the other findings, show that when African American people vote, they tend to vote about 88% of the time for the Democrat. And so that comes in the Get Out the Vote campaign. When Mark Zuckerberg's employees were working at the county clerk's office, or I'm sorry, the city clerk's office of our five largest cities, they had access to information that nobody else in the state could have at any price. They had real-time information about which citizens had requested an absentee ballot but had not yet returned it. And then they took it one step forward. They refined it by race, and they targeted black people to go send one of their employees who, because of these contracts that Zuckerberg gave the money, and by the way, in the contract, it's the cities that became the employee of Mark Zuckerberg, not the other way around. Our cities, our five largest Democrat cities in our state, agreed to become the employees of Mark Zuckerberg for the purpose of turning out likely Democrat voters. So when they found out, and they brag about it. I have a YouTube video that I included in my report from a man, a web developer, a computer guy, who was very proud of the technological thing he had done. And behind him on a wall, he had a map of the city of Milwaukee, and he had little dots representing voters who had requested an absentee ballot but had not yet returned it. And then on that very same map, he identified which of those people were black. And that's who the government agents, paid for by Mark Zuckerberg, literally went to their houses, knocked on the door, and said, hello, Mrs. Jones, I'm so-and-so from the city. We see that you have an absentee ballot, but you have not yet returned it. Do you need help filling it out? Once we help you fill it out, we can even take it back to the clerk's office for you. The stated concern that African Americans somehow are less capable than anybody else of voting is belied by the statistics, which show that in the last 20 years, African Americans have a higher rate, in fact, of voting than most other groups, and about on parity with whites. Joe Biden certainly recognized the importance of the black vote. If I had more time, which I don't, I would show you the little clip. I'm sure you all remember it. This is where the interviewer is asking, why should black people vote for you? And Biden responds, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. The question I asked of the legislature is, what does any of this have to do with COVID safety? And my answer to you is the same as I gave to the legislature, and that is nothing. It has nothing to do with COVID safety, and it has everything to do with getting Donald Trump elected. Here's where one of the subcontractors volunteers to embed his political employees into the city clerk. I included this for the legislature because I thought it was kind of nice. This is Representative Thiesfeld, whom Megan Wolf, remember, she's the director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, and she's also the chairman of the board of the George Soros-funded Electronic Registration Information Center. Well, she denied being aware of the CTCL grant. She told Representative Thiesfeld she didn't know anything about it. Well, then I spent a little bit of time documenting all of the emails that show Megan Wolf knew precisely about the CTCL grants or employment contract. And then what she did, you see the date of this email. This is one of the Zuckerberg contractors asking Megan Wolf to tell everyone how good CTCL is to work with. And you see the time on there, August 28 and at 10:55 a.m. Look how long it took Megan Wolf to respond. That's 12 whole minutes that she took from the time the email request was sent to the time that she sent out the email. She's the director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, and she's telling these recipients that it's fine to work with Mark Zuckerberg's groups. You notice she was in such a hurry to respond to this and get it done quickly. She didn't send it to any other clerks. Green Bay, Madison, Racine, and Kenosha. She didn't have to send it to Milwaukee because the Milwaukee clerk is the one who asked her to send it. So I had a little bit of fun demonstrating that. Her one phrase response to the papers was, "He took my words out of context," which was good enough for the media because they are so happy with the results of having Joe Biden in the White House that they simply do not care about the truth. What's the problems with Sear and Eric? They're private organizations. We as the citizens who pay these contracts, our so-called government servants, have signed away by contract our rights to know what's in the contract between the state and Eric. In other words, we don't even know. Megan Wolf keeps saying $33,000 a month to do such a great job, $33,000 a year to do such a great job, to only have a 100% error rate, right? About 4 million eligible and over 7 million on the voter rolls. The chairman, Janelle Branchon, who is a superstar, the chairman of the, Chairman Branchon has information she believes it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and you multiply that by the 32 other states that subscribe. David Becker, just remember that name because he is all over this. The good news, I will tell you, is what they do is not that complicated. It's just been hidden by a very cooperative, friendly press, as well as political leaders, both Democrat and Republican, who have decided that they're perfectly comfortable. They're perfectly comfortable with the system as is. Okay, so what can we do in 55 seconds to instill voter confidence? Here are my recommendations. If we do nothing else, I know there's been a lot of talk about machines, but everything I've told you is true. It's indisputable. Nobody can dispute the facts of what I told you. Nobody can dispute the fact that they took away the protections for the residents of nursing homes, so the elderly and the incompetent had the very employees who they rely on for their services of life pressuring them to vote. And pressuring them to vote probably in a certain way. Make the voter rolls accurate, make them freely available, make a list of the names and addresses of everybody who voted accurate and make it freely available, because right now that costs about $25,000 to get. We've paid for it. It's time to stop. It's time to stop that, and it's time to stop this talk because my time is over. WIElectionReview.org for anything else you might have questions. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Judge. Thank Appreciate you. It. Judge Michael Gableman.
Thank you.